Good morning. Would you stand with us as we begin our worship time this morning? We're going to begin singing a prayer together. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord, because we want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. See you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you.
Let's sing together. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arm.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting.
Good morning, guys. It's good to see you here for worship. Thank you for being with us. It's good to see you this morning. If you are with us for the very first time this morning, let me welcome you. ask you, if you would, to take one of the cards that are there where the hymnals are and fill one of those out. You can drop it in the chest back at the back. That's where we have been dropping our offering, and that way we've got a record of your visit. That would be great if you would do it for us. We're glad that you are with us for worship this morning on this rainy Sunday. You've braved the weather and come out. Congratulations. You're the winners, right? So good to see you here this morning. I have a lot of announcements, a lot of things that are going on this week, and some that are going on tonight. So we haven't been doing church on Sunday night, right? But this evening, we're going to make a little change in our schedule, and we're going to do play practice from 4 until 6. And if you're a parent who's involved with play practice, you probably got the practice was originally scheduled, for, I think, from 5 to 7, okay? So we're going to do that tonight from 4 to 6, so that at 6 o'clock, we can eat together and celebrate Alex and Neely and their wedding shower. We're going to do that this evening, all right? So come, we'll just bring some food, put it all together, join with us, and let's celebrate with them and Teresa, and be grateful for what they're already married. You know, we kicked that. We had to move their shower because of COVID. We had to bump it up, and so they've already been married, so we're going to just welcome them into welcome their new home with lots of love and give them some gifts and show our support for them. This week, in addition to that, teenagers are going to Elijah on Friday. There's lots of announcements about that in the bulletin about the things that are going on this week. Wednesday night, we'll be here. Supper is at 5:45, and we'll be doing all of our things in the youth building, children's stuff over here in the sanctuary. So be here this Wednesday. We'll be doing that midweek. I also had, Diana gave me a note today. I just want to read what Diana's got here, because this is just an update. There's lots of things that have contributed to this, but the gist of it is that our food pantry is low. Our food pantry over here is low, critically low, she has on this page. So I'm just going to read off some things that we are in desperate need of. If you were at the grocery store, try to keep some of these things in mind, all right? Oil, yam, green beans, corn, cranberry sauce, cake mix, frosting, macaroni and cheese, stuffing kind of mix, sugar, flour, cornmeal. Any of those things that you could bring, if you would help us with that, that way we'll have enough come Christmas time. We have been trying to do that throughout the year, and we're just low on that. So we won't have enough come time for boxes to hand out at Christmas Eve for families in need. And so if you have questions, let me know, let Diana know, and we can get you fixed up with how to help out with that, okay? Wednesday evening. So we probably won't have a lot, but church folks, you're hearing that announcement now. So Kids Club always brings some canned goods and does some things to help out with our Christmas boxes and to fill the pantry. And so Wednesday, if we can just go ahead and start bringing those church folks, we can do that. And then hopefully there'll be some that will be with us on Wednesday night that can get that memo. And then over the following weeks, maybe we'll have a good surge to come in so that we can be prepared at Christmas. I would also tell you that next Sunday morning, we're going to be doing our homecoming. We're just going to start at normal time. We're going to do Sunday school and church, have someone special here to preach. Neil's dad, Malcolm Harris, is going to be here filling the pulpit next week and preaching. Rick Yates is a friend of Cody's from over in Memphis. He's going to come and do some music for us in the beginning of the service and share with us. So invite some people to be with us, and we'll stay and eat lunch. Next week, we'll bring some food together and just eat lunch together afterward next Sunday morning. That'll be going on. The other thing that I wanted to mention to you has to do with our Mission Georgia offering. We've been looking at videos that essentially are just showing us some ministries that are going on across Georgia that focus in five particular areas where the Mission Board is interested in us making a difference, a place where we as Georgia Baptists need to make a difference in our state. These ministries that are highlighted in the videos are just places that have kind of had a heart for that and are working in their particular local church and their area in those particular for those particular needs. This Mission Georgia offering that we are receiving, Georgia Baptist Mission Board, it's a way for them to kind of inject some cash into those ministries and help out ministries that are doing that. And for us as a church to know the focus of where our Mission Board is looking and going and thinking. And so let's watch the video today. This video is about pre- and postnatal care in Georgia.
Yeah. November 2018, I was called to Hebron, and actually on the same day they voted on me that afternoon, they voted on selling some property that they have. My question was, what do we think God wants us to do with the property? How can we steward it well for the good of the community? And then how can we steward it for His glory? We put together an initial team, and they did research on pregnancy numbers of young girls in Georgia.
Currently, a pregnant minor that's homeless has no place to go. There's literally, there's not a facility in Gwinnett County that we can place her. There is no licensed maternity home in the metro Atlanta area. I can't send her even to a hotel because they wouldn't take minors even if we're willing to pay.
We already were blessed in our congregation to have people who are very pro-life, very involved with the march. But at some point, it has to be more than marching downtown. It has to be more than just praying. Crisis pregnancy centers can certainly help provide important prenatal care. But what's the girl going to do when she walks out of the office?
Women who age out of the foster care system, by the time they're 21, 75% are pregnant. We have one of the highest birth mortality rates in the state. Here in Gwinnett County, it is literally a life and death ministry.
And our people couldn't be more excited about what they're headed toward. Our sweet quilting ladies have already been working towards blankets. They want to give babies among folks who've had different donations. One of our gentlemen heavily involved in a Rotarian group, they have purchased all the appliances that will be needed for that home. We're waiting on some last approvals from the county. The goal would be within the next year, ready to open, because we already have crisis pregnancy centers who are ready to send clients. A 14-year-old walked in a crisis pregnancy center. You know, as a 14-year-old, you don't know, are mom and dad going to welcome you back home? Is there a mom and dad at home? But if you're 14 and you don't know if mom and dad are going to let you in, who else will? And who else will let you in for your best and not to further wound you?
We know that these girls have been brought to our home to see the gospel lived out. And so if we can come alongside and help these women in this situation to make the best choices, we know we can make a big difference in their life.
How do you prepare a budget? How do you plan meals? What are the basics? There are pregnant young ladies all around, and sometimes they just need a ride to Walmart. Sometimes they just need a ride to doctor's appointments. And that's one of the biggest things is transportation. So some of them will have been consensual. Some of them will have been raped. Some of them will have been incest. Some of them will be some of the darkest sins. And so when people sin, we want to be those who are running to them with the gospel rather than away from them.
Their lives will never bring about eternal change until they come to know Christ.
You get involved where you can. It's where the gospel meets Monday.
Lord, we are thankful for the life that you have given us. And Lord, as we watch the video and we think about those that are in need of care, Lord, we pray that you would use ministries like Haven House and others to meet those needs. And Lord, we pray that you would give us a burden for those in our own community. Help us to see ways that we can help and be chip in to the effort that Georgia Baptists are doing. Help us to be able to see how we fit into your eternal plan for this community. Lord, we pray this morning that we would consider the life that you've given us. Lord, we know that everything that has breath should praise the Lord. And so, Lord, we're here this morning, and Lord, we pray that our hearts would be turned to worship, that our hearts would be turned to you. And Lord, I pray over the next few minutes that you would open our eyes, help some in this room to take their next step toward Jesus. Lord, help those of us that are in this room that know you as Lord and Savior to grow through what you show us about yourself today, that we would leave here differently than when we walked in. It's in your name that we pray, Lord. Amen.
I want to invite you to stand with us once again as we continue our worship time together. Let's sing another prayer together this morning. Take my life and conform it to your will, Lord. Just take a moment and celebrate his amazing grace that he's given to all of us. Let's sing Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did